Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, we finally hear from one of the Jones boys. They are still alive. Is it Jerry? Is it Steven? It's Sean and RJ is what it is here on your home of America's Team. 105.3 The Fan. That is Troy with the sarcastic clap and applause in the background. As Steven Jones spoke to DallasCowboys.com for an interview, and they had to get into the negotiations. What happened with Dak Prescott, your quarterback, Steven? Were you guys close to getting a deal done?
One to use close as a term negotiation. You either get it done or you don't. And we didn't quite get it done. I wouldn't put blame on either side. It's just one of those things when you're talking about a deal as big as this is for our team, not only for Dak, but the entire football team. You know, the ramifications that it has, it's certainly we want to get it done right. And he understands that. I know he's respectful of Jerry and myself in terms of what we're trying to get accomplished, just as we are with him.
Jane Slater was messaging me about this yesterday, kind of giving me some more context, going with her reports, some of the denials that were put out there by other people. But Steven is, you know, sitting here playing nice publicly. I don't know why Cowboys.com has to put that music in the background.
I hate that.
I hate it. It's terrible.
It's Nick Eatman's SoundCloud account. He's trying to be a DJ.
Stop it.
No, Bryce Butler left, so we need a new guy.
That's right.
There you go.
What about the relationship, though? Dak's brother spouting off on social media. Dak can't be thrilled. Maybe he's already made up his mind he doesn't want to be here because of the possible disrespect that he's just going to get to free agency no matter what. Steven Jones on if there are any problems relationship-wise with Dak Prescott.
Well, first of all, we made a lot of progress, and you've got to continue to make progress in terms of these type of negotiations. We've never had one quite like it. It's certainly very interesting terms between times when you look at what's going on with the, having to sit down with the union and negotiate what goes on with the virus when the revenues aren't where they should be. So we had some challenges that it wasn't exactly normal times. Certainly, we got nothing but respect for Dak and his representation in terms of what they're trying to get out of a deal. They certainly want a shorter deal. Historically, we have, as management, wanted longer deals because it's more cap friendly and we're able to spread some things out and keep some players, which, at the end of the day, and Dak understands this, that's what we're trying to do here. But had a great visit with him at the deadline. We pushed to try to have a few more changes here and there to see if we could get it done. But he's got such a great outlook on the Dallas Cowboys, our football team. He's ready to go out and win a Super Bowl, which would only create more value for him, more value for the Cowboys. So we're fired up about it and still have nothing but 100% belief in Dak and his future here with the Dallas Cowboys, and that – that we can ultimately get a deal done. He's special. As Jerry and I have said, we're 110% behind him and ultimately feel like we'll get this done.
No!
I can't. We have to listen to that again. I mean, I couldn't hear a word they were talking about. I was just so focused on that dang music.
The middle part is the most important. When we move forward in the show and replay that, we can just take the middle part. When you, Troy, go and look up music, what do you think that sound person Googled and searched for and used there? What category would that fall under?
Okay, that's a good question because we actually have what's called a sound library, royalty-free sound library, because, you know, Intercom's not going to pay for it. So what they do is they probably go to royalty-free music and type in the word corporate, because that is iconic corporate music right there. Kind of a digital, we're progressive, ahead of everyone else in technology music.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, like the we have to fill out, like, you know, sexual harassment, you know,
right,
surveys or like workplace protocol surveys. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the music that would be the background.
It's weird. It does sound like those trade move, like those industrials. They're called industrials, where they do those sexual, like you said, the sexual harassment videos in the workplace.
Yeah,
it sounds.
They
just
got it from the Maps library,
and it just stops in the middle. It stops in the middle of it. I mean, if you're gonna loop that together, like make it go the entire time, don't have like the dead silence there.
All right, let's stop being audio nerds and let's get down to business. The most important part was the middle part. Steven said he admitted they certainly want a shorter deal. Historically, we have as management wanted longer deals because it's more cap friendly and we're able to spread some things out and keep some players. Okay, so that this is now two company policies that the Cowboys want Dak to understand and give into. The first is, hey man, it's not totally about you. It's about the entire team. We got a big pie. So Jalen, you know, he came to the table early. He got his deal. Maybe he took a little bit less. Some other guys, we want them to take a little bit less. And Dak is saying, well, you didn't make Zeke and Amari take less. You gave Amari Cooper $20 million a year. You made Zeke the highest paid running back. So why should I give into that? And now the second policy, company policy, is, hey, we want longer deals for more salary cap flexibility to redo contracts, to flip the switch and make room, as Mike Fisher always says. And, you know, that's a team policy. You know, it makes us able to deal with other players easy. And Dak's like, okay, that's a you problem. It's not a me problem. That's a you problem. So the Cowboys want Dak to be unselfish when it comes to two things. You don't have to get the highest quarterback money. And we need to have cap flexibility, and that's why you're not able. We don't want you going back to the free agent market as early as you would like.
This is why I understand both sides. I do. I understand both parts of this. You know, the Cowboys have a strong salary cap. They have a strong salary cap position right now, and they have been for a while. I mean, the only reason they didn't was because of Romo's dead money after the injury and the retirement. That was it. Other than that, they've had a strong salary cap. They're one of the few teams that still does 5-year deals as a preference to long term contracts. Most teams don't, but the Cowboys do. And we detailed this earlier. I've got the notes somewhere around here. The Cowboys had $172 million of non quarterback money to spend this year. $172 million.
Whew.
Most teams are in the 130s. Most teams, other top-paid quarterbacks are in the 130s. The Cowboys had $172 million of $200 million, essentially, or $200. Really, they had like about $210 million that they could spend. And they had $172 of non-quarterback, non-dead money. Like, that is huge because they don't have dead cap, all right? And that's part of why they want to continue the 5-year deal. I get it. Dak Prescott and many players, many quarterbacks are like, my job as a free agent is to get the most money I can. Your job is to figure out how to make it work with the cap.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And that's what his stance is. That's what Todd Francis' stance is. CAA, everyone. That's what their stances are on this.
And people are going to get mad at Dak if his thought process is, I don't care. That's your problem.
Right.
And that's why we're all hypocrites. You know, we all, our bosses come to us and say, well, budgets. You know, we're putting together the budget, and it doesn't work. I don't care. Pay me what I'm worth, and reward me for what I'm doing for you. Well, we got this. We got to worry about. We got a new vending machine. We got a new fruit program. We're gonna put two apples in the meeting room. You know that ice you're drinking. You know that costs money to freeze that water. You got to be a team player. Do you not want other people in the building to drink water? Do you think other people in the building shouldn't have ice? You know, the toilets break around here a decent amount. Do you want other people to have to go to the bathroom or not? You want to be selfish? So everyone plays everything against each other. But I'm not going to blame Dak Prescott for saying, I don't give a blank. You're going to pay me or someone else will. And that's where we are in the negotiations.
100% true. There's very little that – there's nothing wrong with that. You know, with his stance, there's nothing wrong with his stance. And quite frankly, there's nothing wrong with what the Cowboys want to do either.
Right.
The Cowboys have to manage their cap, and they have to do what's best for their organization.
Yes.
And Dak has to do what's best for him. Him, whatever family he has, you know, that he gets over the next few years. Like, you know, he gets a wife, he's got kids, you know, he wants to take care of his brother, his family, whatever. You know, he has to do what's best for him.
I didn't hear a damn word you said, RJ.
Music?
Yeah, I heard it. Now, can you repeat all that?
There you go.
Is that the exact same music?
No, I just found it.
Yeah, that's good. That lines up identical to that. Last clip. All right, let's see if they put the music behind this one. Let's move forward. Stephen Jones, DallasCowboys.com. Y'all are reporting and trying to get training camp underway. What position group? All right, answer it for Steven. What position group do you think he's going to say he's most excited about seeing, if he answers it specifically? What position group are you most excited about seeing, RJ?
I'm going to guess he's talking about the one that has the most to lose or to gain, which is the corner position.
All right, let's see what Stephen Jones said.
I must say, with jumping on C.D. Lamb there in the first round, that this receiving core is going to be something else. And I know Dak's thrown with him in the offseason with C.D., with Michael Gallup, with Cooper, and the rest of the crew. But I think this is a very unique receiving core. I don't think we've seen anything like it. I don't think our fans have seen anything like it in terms of the depth that we have and the weapons that these three guys represent, and you couple that with the offensive line and a running game and a receiving tight end that we have in Jarwin. I know Coach McCarthy's excited, him and Kellen, to get a chance to work with these guys and certainly try to put together a dynamic offense.
Now, Troy,
added that music.
You added that music.
No!
That was not Cowboys.com.
That is Cowboys. They went out and actively searched Erykah Badu with Ron Burgundy's flute, and that's what they got.
Was that – seriously, though, honest to God, was that Cowboys music?
That is what's on DallasCowboys.com.
That's embarrassing. Crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.